This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for February 2018. Last month, there were 2,578 single-family homes sold in the Bay State, a 2.53% decrease from February 2017. Median sale prices for both single-family homes and condos increased on a year-over-year basis, with single-family homes hitting $340,000 and condos rounding out at $350,000. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Okay, Mike. Spring is finally here, huh?
Finally. The rise in the median single-family home price marks 23 consecutive months of year-over-year gains. Do you expect to see this streak continue in the coming months, or could it falter once more homeowners bring their properties to market during the spring and summer seasons?
That's hard to say, Mike. You know the old adage that past performance is not indicative of future results. I continue to see strong demand. Buyers are eager to make a home purchase. And the inventory of properties that are actually for sale is pretty tight. So the laws of supply and demand would tell us that prices should continue to rise. And then given the strong economy and the low unemployment rate, I think consumer confidence is high. Last year, the statewide median rose 5.5%, almost double what we saw in 2015 or in 2016. So all that data seems to argue that the median price will continue on its upward course. However, there are a couple of factors that could slow things down a bit. First is the rise in interest rates that we've seen recently. Mortgage rates are going up, and that makes monthly payment more expensive, even if the loan amount stays the same. Now, a higher sale price combined with a higher interest rate puts a lot of pressure on buyers to economize and to bid lower. The other factor is that the new tax law that came into effect late last year put a limit on the deduction for state and local taxes. Now, property taxes will be a lot less of an income shelter going forward. And mortgage interest rates, the mortgage interest itself that we see on large loans has more limited deductibility. So there are reasons for why price increases might slip a bit. And so we'll just have to stay tuned.
Speaking of changes in prices, the median condo price spiked 17.6% from February 2017, marking the biggest annual gain since January 2014. Could such a large spike be the new normal for our condo market that normally sees more modest gains?
Well, you know, we did see a big increase in the condo prices last month. A 17.6% increase is the biggest since January of 2014. And the other thing that's interesting to note is that in February, the median price of a condo was higher than the median price of a single-family home. That's $350,000 versus $340,000 for a single-family home. Now, the conclusion that I draw from this is not that every condo is suddenly worth 17% more than it was a year ago. Values are not rising that fast. But what is rising rapidly is condo development. New units are getting built and they're getting sold. So the sales of a new unit is starting to dominate the statistics for median price. New condos were a bigger percentage of the total condo sold last month than they were in the same month a year ago. And new condos are more expensive. So the median price is driven up, and it seems that condos are popular and developers will keep building. So I think that's the new normal that you asked about. Condos will continue to be developed.
Thank you, Tim, and thanks for everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for February 2018. If you'd like more information about Warren Group products and services, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.